This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
JV experience. It's Doug, Jen, and Victoria, our perspectives on what's going on. Rich is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Why don't we do what Mexico is doing in terms of rainwater? I have never understood why we don't have huge vats everywhere, especially in California or places where rain is scarce. And when it comes down, it just goes into the street and into the drain and out into the ocean.
Ew.
Why aren't there really large vats? Rainwater. Rainwater is the purest. If you ever talk to somebody about washing your hair and rinsing it with rainwater, how much cleaner it feels.
Stop.
What?
Who does that?
No one does. What are you, Tarzan? No one does that.
No. Oh, me, go to backyard and rinse hair.
No, if there are people who on the farm, I remember as a kid, we used to collect the rainwater all the time, and everybody
in New York, you see
that. You also pooped in one of those outdoor rooms, but
no,
please,
that isn't the
on.
Same. I mean, that's now that sounds silly. What
oh,
do you think?
Oh, washing your hair with rainwater sounds
yes.
sillier than an
outhouse. Where do you think the water
totally
comes
normal.
From? What is the matter with you two?
What do you just stand outside naked, rain, letting the rain be your shower?
That's yeah, that's what I used to do when yeah. I was a kid. Sure. But I remember how much fresher and fuller and cleaner my hair felt. It's like there are people who say if you rinse your hair in beer, the same thing happens.
I have heard beer. Rainwater, yeah. And I haven't heard.
Well, where do you think the water comes from that you drink?
From the tap.
Oh, okay.
No, of course we know it comes from rain. But one thing, I mean, to your point, we're having a little fun with you, Dougie, but to your point, one of the things that drives me nuts, I'm a resident of California, and we have the worst infrastructure for collecting water of anybody, and we live in an area where droughts are just running rampant, right? And so we have to pay extra for water, and they shame you into not watering your yard, and everybody rips up their grass, and everything's ugly, and there's cactuses everywhere. The people in Arizona have it made. The people in Arizona don't get as much rain as the rest of the country, but they have great infrastructure where they collect everything underground in reservoirs, and they don't waste everything. In California, all of that water just washes right into the ocean after it actually does rain here, and that's frustrating. I mean, we should be doing a better job. Rain buckets for everybody.
Yes. All right, so then you agree with me. I have once again come up with something that's really intelligent.
Still okay. Not washing my hair in my backyard.
And you have such beautiful hair, too.
Thank you.
All right, so who's Marion, is it Cotillard? How do you pronounce her name?
Cotillard.
Cotillard. Is she the one that's having the hoochie-coo with Brad Pitt?
She's no. Yeah, she's pregnant.
Well, she's
with
pregnant,
her.
So is there, isn't there a rumor that it's Brad Pitt's baby?
Oh, they're totally going on Maury, by the way. You are not the father. Right. I couldn't believe I was stuck in traffic driving home from my lovely new offices in California. And I looked and I saw this breaking news alert, and I thought it was something about Charlotte or something about the presidential. Oh, no. It was that this woman is pregnant, and I thought, oh, my gosh. And, of course, she's very explicit in the article to make sure that she says that it's her boyfriend's baby. Maybe, but is it really?
Who's her boyfriend?
She's had a long. She put out a statement yesterday, which she never does. She never talks to the press. But she put out a statement saying that, you know, enough is enough with the rumors. She and her longtime partner, they have, this will be the second child they have together. And she said she cares very much about Brad and Angelina, and that their whole issue has nothing to do with her. And that, you know, it's sad and the whole thing. But Jen, I was just saying to Doug earlier, I was looking on TMZ. Did you see this stuff about Brad Pitt with the child abuse case that the L.A. County PD is dealing with now?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Apparently, he was on a private jet with the whole family, got really, really drunk, and someone anonymously called child services because he got verbally abusive and physical with one of his kids. And the next day, Angelina listed that the following day as the day of separation. He sounds like he's got a pretty bad drinking problem.
Interesting.
Why would somebody ruin, unless he's just not happy being with the same woman and with the children all the time?
And yeah, you know, being with Angelina Jolie and being Brad Pitt is really tough.
It must be so hard.
People, but they lose their sense of what's real in those circumstances. People like that, they just lose all sense of what makes sense or what's real. I think that's what happens to people who have excess, you know, whatever the excess is, whether you're too good looking or you have too much money.
Both of these are problems that plague me. Yeah. I mean, it's...
Where do I find
the
this guy?
The struggle is real.
It's hard, you know.
All right, speaking of struggling, let's talk about JonBenet Ramsey, who I thought long ago this was put to rest, but it wasn't ever really. So yesterday at this time, we were talking about the brother and whether he's the one who did it, because of the report that was on CBS, the documentary on JonBenet's death. So now some smart lawyer has gotten to this young Mr. Ramsey, and they're going to sue CBS over the accusations or the suggestion or the innuendo that it was the brother who done it. Mm-hmm. This thing is still unsolved. And so why the 20th anniversary of your death, CBS decided, okay, let's see if we can stir the pot a little bit here. And they have pinned the murder on her brother. His name is Burke Ramsey. Now, didn't we say yesterday he was antisocial, kind of weird, and didn't...
Uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, I am, speaking of being uncomfortable, I'm intrigued yet uncomfortable by this new trend in television where they take all of these old cases, these old murder cases, and they sort rehash them a little bit.
Right.
And it's really, I mean, it's become a trend. Look at, people are getting out of jail because of these TV shows that are so prominent now.
Guilty, yeah. Why wouldn't you want to get him out of jail?
Absolutely, but it's a weird thing that.
But nobody ever went to jail.
All creative ideas for TV shows,
oh, but
nothing new. It's now we rehash old murder trials.
Yeah. Well, somebody came to Brendan, my son, who's the alcohol and drug rehab person. He's also, over the years, been he and his partner, running partner, clean up scripts. That somebody, a producer, has come to them with an idea for a show based on what Brendan does to help youngsters 14 to 18. That's the age group of the kids that he's helping to deal with their drug problems. And I'm just thinking to myself, how do you build a television show around that? But there are a lot of these reality shows that are aimed at sensationalizing how to fix some of the problems. And Brendan, to his credit, and the doctor that works with him, they won't sensationalize it, but there are some amazing stories and lessons to be learned from people who come. These kids come from families of excess, and parents pay no attention to them. Zero. Brendan has, I think, 10 or 12 clients at the moment, and with one exception, the problem isn't with the youngster. The problem is always with the parents.
Now, are these kids who are well off? And
yes.
They're sort of neglected, well-to-do
children from well-to-do families whose parents pay little or no attention
to
them.
So sad.
But they allow them to have these parties in the house. They don't seem to care.
Yeah.
What kind of a parent, no matter what your age, thinks that this kind of stuff is okay? And they use it as an excuse. Well, if we don't give them the beer, the alcohol, the marijuana, they'll get it somewhere else.
Yeah, a lot of parents are concerned with becoming friends with their teenagers, and that becomes so dangerous. I mean, I look at my parents now and I go, okay, they're some of my best friends, right? But that's after being brought up by them.
I don't know.
I don't think you can get to that point until you're an adult. It's weird how this has become a thing where we go, well, if they're going to get drugs, we might as well give it to them. Or if they're going to have a party, we'd rather have them do it in our house. And, I mean, I guess I can see that, but what about just not having the party? I mean,
you know,
come on.
I mean,
do it the old-fashioned way. Steal from your parents' liquor cabinet. Sneak it into your room.
What's wrong with that, Victoria?
Kids? Of course.
See, you're such the baddie on our show.
I filled the bottle. bottles back up with things that looked like whatever was in there.
Mouthwash.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then one time my parents had a party and realized it wasn't rum. It was just Coke in the bottle.
Did they figure it was you that did it?
Well, eventually, yeah, they figured it out. But it was years later, so
they,
I got away with
they
it.
They didn't punish you. Oh, my heavens. You know. So, yesterday, it was. I was talking to Jennifer about how hot it was in L.A. yesterday and how Brendan and I were all getting sweaty because it was humid. Not only hot, but it was humid.
Yeah.
I was in the upper 80s.
You ditched me for lunch. You were so sweaty. Come on.
But I didn't have time.
You mean you didn't just take a rainwater shower in your backyard?
So when we were putting the stuff at the storage place, there was a woman sitting on the curb right by the box that you have to put the number in order to get into the storage unit. And she wouldn't move. I said to her, and I looked at her eyes, and I looked at her, and Brendan wasn't with me. He was in his own car bringing stuff. But I'm looking at this woman, and I'm thinking, she's really gone. And it was 9:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And she wouldn't get out of the way. Her feet were in the were sticking out in the driveway, and I said, I'm going to run your feet over. If I keep going, yeah, I'm going to put the number in the box. And she leaves and says, no, man, don't worry about it. So
I looked at her feet over then. Say, like, what, look, I warned you. I'm sorry.
What she was waiting for was for the gate to open. So that was the first one there, so that she could get in and go up to the top roof of the building and do, I don't know what her, that's her stash or whatever the heck it is. But it was the weirdest thing. And then the woman came in after me and was putting her stuff in the one of her units, and she was complaining about the elevator not working. The elevator was awful. I mean, these places are—they make so much money and they pay no attention. Public storage is awful, but that's what you find around. And I want to put some stuff away because I don't have another place to put my all of the extraneous furniture we saved and some of the other things. So she comes down in the elevator with me, and she looks at me and she says, "The super rich wouldn't have this problem." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "The super rich. If this facility served the super rich, the elevator would work."
Wait, this is the crazy the lady who you almost ran over?
I mean, this is another crazy
woman. Another woman. Okay.
Doug attracts crazy women.
Well, but this is what you find at these storage. That's what I haven't put anything in a storage unit for a long, long time. But Brendan says this is what you find. These people, you wouldn't believe the stories. Some of these people sleep in these units.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I mean, if you're homeless, it's probably not a bad place to stay.
No. Just be careful to go back and make sure you pay those bills. If not, they're going to start auctioning it off on a reality show on TLC.
Yeah.
Yeah. So wait a second. Doug, you have a storage unit, but you still packed a sledgehammer in your carry-on bag, and the TSA took it. So it could have stayed in the storage unit.
No. You put a sledgehammer in your suitcase?
It was not a sledgehammer.
A
mini
sledgehammer.
It was a heavy hammer, a heavy pinball hammer that I had, and I forgot that I had.
Like
I found it yesterday,
though, right?
So I wanted to bring it home.
And you were shocked that they took it away from you.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't like it.
And let me guess, you said, darn TSA, and you were upset they took your sledgehammer out of your carry-on.
No, they didn't. They said I could check it if I wanted to bring it downstairs. This was 3 minutes to go before the plane boards. So I said, no, thanks. You can keep it. So they all were laughing about who was going to take it home. 20 minutes past the hour.
Get the Kohl's now through Sunday and get $10 off your woman's fall fashion purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets an extra 15% off. Or spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything. Nothing but the best savings. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid 9/15 through 9/25 in-store and online. Some exclusions apply. See storekohl.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen, in store only.
Thank you. There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thursday already, yes. 22nd of September, first full day of fall. Mercury's out of retrograde. We're celebrating the top five songs from this week in 2001, starting with the number five tune by Train called Drops of Jupiter. So if somebody want to tell me what the song is about, I don't remember the song.
You don't remember the song? I feel like we're going to get away from it.
It was definitely overplayed, but you know what? Now that I listen back to it, I sort of miss Train. I don't know what happened to them.
Yeah, that's true. Where did they go? Actually, you know, I think they had a new album last year, and his voice still sounds really good.
Yeah, he's got the voice that sounds like he gargled with razor blades and whiskey, but in a really good way.
Yeah,
it works. Fred Train?
Yes, Fred Train.
Fred, thank you. Number four of this week in 2001 belonged to Michael Jackson. You rock my world.
About Michael Jackson is that no matter how many different albums he released, he always had a brand. No, they didn't sound the same. He could do different types of music, but he just had a consistent brand. You know, I was listening to the latest song from Lady Gaga, and it doesn't even sound like her.
Yeah.
And I think she's a really talented musician, but she sounds different every time she sings
like
a different genre.
Like you tell the monkeys when you listen to the Beach Boys, and you listen
right.
to them. Yeah.
I don't remember this song, though.
Michael Bublé, I don't remember this song either.
I knew that love would bring.
All right, so I remember that song. Number three, excuse me, belonged to Lifehouse. Hanging. Or as they say in New York, hanging. By a moment. Man, I must have been absent this week. I don't remember.
No, I like this song a lot.
Yeah, this is good. This guy's notice, got another voice that has
Victoria,
that
Victoria, notice, however, I did not say I didn't like the song. I just said I don't remember the lyrics.
That was very good, Dougie.
Even if you don't really like him either. All right, Lifehouse.
Well, you had to ruin it. You added in there, see? Yeah. Captain
it was,
Curmudgeon.
It was under my breath. Nobody really heard me.
Were you saying something? All right, can we get to my favorite song of this throwback now, please?
Number two, Blue Cantrell.
Yeah.
Get him up.
Revenge song, yeah,
right.
Explain the song, please.
Hey, you cheat, she's going to take all your stuff and steal your credit card.
And go shopping.
That's right.
And who is the principal of Blue Cantrell?
That's Blue Cantrell. This is her.
Her name, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
I doubt it's her real name, but yeah, that's her.
Yeah. Her real name is Red White.
Don't quit your day job.
This song is so huge. Oh, my gosh. I remember this.
Number one from this week in 2001 belonged to Alicia Keys. Now I can get into this. All right, ladies, feel free to talk about this song.
Was this her first big hit?
This was the first one. And this is a good song. I think this is probably my just only Alicia Keys song that I have to say I really, really love. I mean, she's a very big talent, obviously. But what's weird for me, and it kind of blows my mind as we throw back the years, is that in my mind, Blue Cantrell came way before Alicia Keys. Really? I don't associate them together at all, like on the chart. I feel like she came years before Alicia Keys, but...
Huh. I actually kind of feel like Alicia Keys has been around forever, and Blue Cantrell was like a one-hit wonder.
Oh, she was, for sure.
Yeah. I don't know. You're right. I don't associate them at the same time, for sure. But Alicia Keys started when she was, what, 18? She was really young.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was talking about it on The Voice 2 nights ago, how young she was.
She was 14 when she started?
Yeah.
Wow.
Look at 14. Wow.
Pulling out the Alicia Keys trivia there.
Very good. 28 past the hour.
What's her middle name, Richie?
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a lot of people contact me saying, Warren, I would love to have a dog or a cat, but I have allergies. Are there some breeds of dogs and cats that are less allergic than others? And the answer is absolutely. Breeds, for example, like poodles, Portuguese water dogs, Irish water spaniels, American water spaniels are some of the breeds that are less allergenic. And the reason is they don't have fur. They have hair like we do. And that's why you have to take poodles and some of these other dogs to be groomed, because the hair continually grows rather than falling out. But if you would like to have a dog and you do have allergies, there are things you can do. Have someone vacuum your home on a regular basis. Have someone take a washcloth and rub it against the cat or the dog's coat every single day. If you're really into it and you really want to make sure it works, try to find a location to live that doesn't have carpeting. Wood floors and tile are a lot easier, and it really is important to make sure that your dog or cat is on a good skin and coat condition, good supplementation to keep that dander and that dry skin in check. You can't have pets and allergies at the same time. I'll more next time.
Summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149 per square foot. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus, special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Get to Kohl's now through Sunday and get $10 off your woman's fall fashion purchase of $50 or more. Plus, everyone gets an extra 15% off. Or spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. No limit. Use your Kohl's cash later on just about anything. Nothing but the best savings. Now that's the good stuff.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Get out of your body.
He had been practicing that all through the break.
I know.
I'm going to have this great comeback.
You okay, Dougie? A little dust?
You need a minute?
No, I'm okay. Thank
you. Oh, chicken bone, right, maybe? You had a little chicken bone in there?
Well, I felt a little tickle because I can only get 3 hours of sleep. It goes right to my throat. The part of my body that I use the most. And so I just sprayed my throat. And part of it didn't go, obviously, where it was supposed to go. So, therefore, I didn't get to say what I wanted to say, which, as Richie said, I practiced. I rehearsed through the whole bottom of the hour break. And then it fell apart as I was trying to convince you that this was the way to get away from boring other radio programs. Because this isn't boring. Doug, Jennifer, Victoria, take a bow. They are here because they believe they can do it. They are here because they know that radio is something extra special, being on the air. They have created something here, and we're working to make it more successful. So how about a round of applause for us? Let's cheer for us. Hooray! I'm the only one who's cheering. What kind of
a
deal
should probably
that?
Let more than one person into our studio audience. It's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah. What is that?
It sounds like one of those clown sounds.
All right, so let's, okay, normally, can we do like the inside Doug, Jen, and Victoria show here behind the scenes? So usually, when I do my part of the show with you guys, I am in Los Angeles. I do it from my home studio, right? So typically, I don't conduct fire drills in my home when we're on the air. I usually wait till the afternoon hours to do fire drills at my own home. But I am actually in the studios of KRLA Radio in Los Angeles, and they are conducting an early morning fire drill right now, so there are flashing lights going. I feel like I'm in a nightclub. I need a glow stick, and we're good to go. So I apologize. I'm trying to hit the mic when they come over the loudspeaker, but, you know, if you hear it, that's what it is.
All right, we got it.
It's just a drill, though. It's okay.
Food news. Yesterday, I talked about that horrific rat being fried up at Popeyes.
Yes.
You thought that was bad. Here's the story of a father who took his 9-year-old daughter out for, they went to the grocery store and they bought a bag of cookies at the supermarket. Lindenhurst, New York. Eric Sawa picked up a pack of Benton's vanilla wafers. His daughter opened up the bag and found a little extra protein in one of the wafers, a cooked spider.
Oh.
Wife Elizabeth called the company.
I'll tell you, all day long, though, I eat a spider over a rat.
Oh, yeah.
Really? A spider cookie. So these people that, is it Aldi? It's Aldi, the supermarket chain, right? Discount supermarket, yeah. So they offered a $5 coupon to the family for having found a spider cooked in a cookie.
That's a pretty big spider, too, when I saw the picture of this.
Yeah, it looks kind of juicy. What is the weirdest thing? I mean, would you guys, are you with me? Would you rather do the spider or the rat, Dougie? Stop eating. Okay. Victoria, would you rather do
the spider?
That McFadden annoys me. How much that annoys me.
I think it's a sound effect, isn't it? Anybody who chews that loudly should immediately be taken out back.
Yeah. Apple cider vinegar.
I love that stuff. What do you
use
that for?
I take it every day because I think...
For my glowing health and physique.
What's wrong with my health and my physique?
No, she asked me why I take it. I'm making fun of myself. I'm being self-deprecating, Dougie.
Now you're really good for you, Jennifer. Anyway, yeah, I take... apple cider vinegar is good for cramps. It's good for... Yeah, cramps. I'm talking about crampy legs when your muscles cramp up. My muscles in my leg cramp up a lot when I'm exercising, and it's good for that. Good for a lot of different things. And it goes back to ancient Greece. It's where apple cider vinegar. Say it again, Doug. Apple cider vinegar. I'm sounding like apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, very New England-y.
Yes, the internet has resurrected this remedy. A lot of people. What's her face? Paula. It's Bragg, right?
Oh, no, Pauline, I think, isn't it?
Pauline Bragg, yeah.
Oh,
now,
God, what is her name? The Bragg. I met her. She's
Bragg.
She's an interesting lady.
Yeah,
she wears a really big hat.
Yeah, she's a character.
I was going to say something a little she wears a big
hat. It's supposed
to be
good if you have stomach troubles. It's good for your blood pressure, good for diabetes, all that stuff. You Google search this, you'll believe that apple cider vinegar is really good for
it.
It
helps reset your pH in your body, too.
Yeah,
yes,
this is
right.
Okay, so this
alkaline
is why I do
or acidity.
It.
Yes.
An acidic body, my friend Fred Dreyer, who, yeah, I trip over that name. He was a Star of Hunter, a football player, right?
Yeah,
Ram.
Yeah, yeah.
Or, sorry, not a Ram. Yeah, Ram.
Yeah, Ram.
Oh, my God. It's like I don't know him. And a giant. He always says a sick body is an acidic body. So you have to make sure that your body is alkaline.
Neutralize it.
So one of the things that he does is always drinks alkaline water. He's got my dad and I on this kick of drinking alkaline water. And then he also talks about he really is eccentric. I mean, he's salmon and broccoli for every meal. But that's supposed to keep your body healthy. It keeps it away from inflammation. And apple cider vinegar does the same thing. And you can do a trick with yourself. If you ever have indigestion and you take a little shot of apple cider or vinegar mixed with water, it goes away immediately, and it's because it just restores that balance in your body, like, fast. So it's good. I like it. I'm a fan.
I keep hearing all these good things about it. I haven't used it, but I know so many people, and you guys now included, who really love this, but now all of this research is showing that there's no research.
Well, why is there? You always ask the question, why? Who gains from trying to put down apple cider vinegar? What's the reason?
Well, apparently some people have been taking it undiluted, which is very dangerous.
I take it undiluted.
And you should not do that.
I take a capful of it every day.
You shouldn't do that.
No.
People have ended up with burned esophaguses.
And your teeth, you lose the enamel.
Yeah, it's really bad. Yeah. So people have ended up in the hospital with really severe stomach ulcers and things like that.
No, it's not good. No. This is not going to be. This is good for ulcers.
You've got to mix it with water.
You have to dilute it.
Yeah.
Every doctor.
Well, that shows you what a hell of a man I am, because I take it straight.
Yeah, that's why you just coughed up your lungs.
All right. Anyway, that's I want to know who paid for that study. Meanwhile, Bluebell Creameries.
Oh boy.
As we continue with the food news, they had trouble last year. Got trouble this year. They're recalling select flavors of their ice cream, especially the stuff distributed across the South. There was a chocolate chip cookie dough container that apparently had stuff that wasn't chocolate or cookie dough or any of that stuff. Apparently in it, they've got the usual problem with salmonella or E. coli or some such thing. But they found it only, as far as I can see, in one container. So no illnesses have been reported. This is when this stuff goes too far. And so now this Listeria outbreak brings the Department of Justice. What the hell has the Department of Justice got to do with what's in Bluebell ice cream?
Oh,
please, somebody tell me that.
I have no idea.
So if you have Bluebell ice cream, I was going to go through the
Chuck
codes.
It.
But who's, yeah. No.
Victoria, why did you have to say it?
No. You don't chuck it. You bring it back to the store and say, I want my money back, please.
I never do that. I've never done that.
Why, you're silly. Why would you throw it away and not get money? You don't go to the grocery store anymore?
I do, but that's a lot of effort.
Why is it a lot of effort?
Someone's got to call for a manager. It never goes smoothly. It's never a quick process.
I say, Rishi would back me up on this because he likes to do this sort of thing. I demand they give me four times my money back for the inconvenience.
Would that work?
Of having to bring stuff back.
Does that work?
If you're convincing, it does.
Or if you're loud enough.
Yeah. Well, yesterday when I turned the car in to Enterprise, when I came back to the airport, they wanted to charge me $45 more than the agreement said they were supposed to charge me.
For what?
Why is that? Well, because you're 45 minutes late. I said, I looked at the lady. I said, you can't be serious. And you're going to charge me $12 for being 45 minutes late on a $340 bill? You got to be nuts, right? No, that's so Enterprise is usually pretty good. So I walked into the office. I said to the manager, this isn't right. Plus, the car wasn't full of gas when I took it. I forgot to tell the thing, and that was true. It wasn't. So he said, no problem, Mr. Stefan. Here, and we'll give you a discount for something else. So they cut the bill down to $240. But if I hadn't said anything, they'd have grabbed $300 out of me, because people just accept things like that. Don't accept stuff like that. Again, Richie would be the king of that. Don't accept things like that because you're afraid to speak up. And the same thing is true. Don't throw the ice cream away. Don't throw the product
away. If you never ask, you will never get.
Right. Yeah. So, anyway, that's that story.
So the moral of the story is take your half-melted ice cream back to the store if you have a bell.
And, by the way, you can preserve it if you pour apple cider vinegar over it. It'll be much better when you bring it back. No, that's not true.
It'll be alkaline.
But I'm going to guess that Listeria is not really a problem for Bluebell ice cream. This is having been a farmer, Doug, for as long as I have been, Listeria is everywhere. I tell you that whenever these cases come up. Yep, it can cause serious injuries in older people or younger people who have compromised immune systems. But if you have a strong immune system, you will never have a problem with Listeria, E. coli, Salmonella, any of these things.
Listeria, I'm sorry, you bring up the Listeria
everywhere.
Word. I'm just not willing to risk it.
You don't even know it's there. I guarantee you that if you have meat in your refrigerator that hasn't been cooked, it's loaded with Listeria.
It's just, and you cook it out, right?
Once yeah, you cook that's it, why you cook away. Stuff. You don't eat raw meat anymore because it's loaded with all this stuff. Especially since you don't know where the meat comes from.
Right. But how does raw milk not have Listeria then?
Raw milk does have Listeria, and it just doesn't have enough to bother you. It has all those things. E. coli. And by the way, you think that pasteurization gets that out? No, not at all. It's a way, it's one of these things that you just can't get rid of. It's everywhere. Listeria is everywhere.
Sort of like the Kardashians.
Right, exactly. All right, television report coming up next here.
Hi, this is Victoria Keelan from On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria. It's time for you to sound off. As one of our valued listeners, your opinions matter. Just log on to djvshow.com and click on the survey button on the homepage. Tell us about yourself, tell us why you listen, and tell us what you think. And as a thank you for completing our survey, we'll enter you in a random drawing where 5 lucky listeners will win $300 cash. So go to djvshow.com right now and click on the survey link. That's djvshow.com.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape, and the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Summer is over, but the deals are heating up at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. We're making room for new fall inventory. That means it's your chance to get an incredible deal on gorgeous pre-finished hardwood from just $149 per square foot. More than 30 varieties of beautiful bamboo from $129. Top quality North American and European laminate from just 39 cents. At least 20% off in-store closeout deals and more. Plus, special financing. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now at Lumber Liquidators. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 1919 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 1919.
We're going to have an extensive television report, so stick around for that one mention. This weekend, 60 Minutes will launch its 49th season. I don't think there's another television show that's been around for anywhere near that length of time.
Meet the Press was the longest running.
Meet the Press was, yeah, it is. I think Meet the Press like 54 years. Mm. But this is 49 years for a new show that does still, I think, we all watch it from time to time. I don't watch it all the time, but I do watch it from time to time and get the bits and pieces of information out of it that are pretty helpful. It's good to have that, the ability for these guys to be able to focus in on stuff and put people on the hot seat and get some information out of them that you otherwise wouldn't have. So that has value. All right, television report coming up here. It's 10 minutes before the hour. You're listening to Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the air.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of
of knowing we're protected, no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
Nothing. We got plenty on. Actually, there's some good new TV shows. None of us saw Kiefer last night. But, I think
but we have them on our DVR. So that,
how long before it'll be on Netflix, do you think?
Oh, it's probably on Hulu right now.
I didn't ask you about Hulu. I asked you about Netflix.
Netflix, it depends. Usually it's after the season, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is?
Yeah.
I watched 7 episodes of The Blacklist last night, Richie, on the plane.
That's
coming
a good
back
show.
From LA.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Stuff that I hadn't seen, catching up with a couple of different seasons, and this is the most of these they'd had on in the box.
Can I give you a sneak peek of what's on TV tonight? Just a little teaser?
Yes, please.
The Blacklist is back. The season premiere, 10 p.m. on NBC. You can check it out.
All right. And the story of Harry Connick and his daytime talk program. We'll examine that for you in a moment here.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4. It's wicked good with the sausage, dude. And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price participation vary.
The good news is that if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, order from the Fast Break lunch menu, and don't get your food within 15 minutes, your lunch is free. The bad news is, we don't plan on taking longer than 15 minutes. Free lunches? Are you crazy? What kind of business model is that? Lunch fast or it's free. We do it for you. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
For a limited time only at participating locations. Valid for tables of 6 or less. Other restrictions apply. See participating location for details.
Attention, shoppers. Follow the flashy blue light to Superstore. Now on a new night. Thursdays on NBC.
Superstore. Last season's surprise hit. Funniest comedy on TV. Moving to Thursdays on NBC. Here.
And after Superstore. Hey!
Thursday has a 2-for-1 laugh bargain, adding the new comedy The Good Place, starring Kristen Bell and Ted Danson. It's a super good Thursday, beginning tonight on NBC. Boom. Drop the mic.
You drop the mic, it's walking.
also broke it.
All right. The Harry Connick Jr. show started this week, and he had Deborah Messing on with him. They were on Will and Grace together. I watched Harry Connick's first show, a part of it, being played in the evening here on the Boston station. I didn't get that he was graceful, comfortable. It just, he seems like he's out of his element. But give him a while to work his way into it. Anyway, he had Deborah Messing on with him, I think, yesterday. Today. And here they are sort of going back into the moldy oldies.
I, on the other hand, got into so much trouble almost on a daily basis because people thought that I, Harry, cheated on you as well as Leo cheated on you. People really think that stuff is real.
Actually, people would come up to me and say, I hate Leo because of that.
And then they'd
say, I hate Harry for that.
It would happen to me all the time. People would come up to me and say, how could you do that? I said, like I'd be in the airport. And I said, what did I do? And they said, how dare you, and I'm not kidding, how dare you do something like that to her? I said, ma'am, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're talking about. And they'd say, you cheated on her. And again, because this was years after, I said, well, who did I cheat on? I said, you cheated on Grace. I said, you know that's a TV show, right?
It is a fine line. Yeah, it was a great show, too.
I think he's a very likable human being, however.
I think the show is going to get better.
I hope it does.
Yeah.
All right. So, let's see. What do we have? A long list of goodies for tonight, Jen?
Lots of stuff. This is the week where a lot of the big shows are coming back, and that includes Grey's Anatomy, the 13th season opener entitled Who Will Die This Time. No, I'm just kidding. I made that up. The 13th season opener will take place on ABC at 8 p.m. You also have a new show on ABC called Notorious. That starts at 9. It's a drama that goes behind the scenes of a relationship between criminal law and the media. That's at 9 on ABC. Also, How to Get Away with Murder airs in the 10 slot there on ABC. Now, on NBC, Chicago Med premieres at 9 p.m. On Fox, a show that's gotten a lot of attention as far as advertising goes. They've really been pushing this one. It's a show called Pitch, which follows a young pitcher that adjusts to life in the spotlight after making history as the first woman to play in Major League Baseball. That starts on Fox, and you might want to tune in early because the start time is 8:59. Don't ask me why.
I'll get that extra minute for DVR ratings.
That's right. On Fox earlier, the lead into that is a show called Rosewood. That's a returning show that airs at 8 o'clock.
That's an interesting show.
Then on NBC at 8:30, the new show, if you've missed it, with Kristen Bell and Ted Danson, The Good Place. You can check that out, NBC at 8:30.
All right. Good job, Jennifer. Now we know what to do. I want to find a copy of the Kiefer show from last night. I'll see if we can find how to get that. It's, I suppose, if you go to ABC.
Go to Blockbuster and rent it.
59 past the hour, Wiseacre.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.